I think President Zuma is certainly not an ordinary member of society. So this situation should be handled with care. If it's not handled with care, it is likely to spill over to a very difficult situation in the country. So it will really plunge us into a crisis if it's not handled with care.
Now, we're asking our listeners this particular question, and maybe you could answer it as well, because we're asking them as ordinary citizens, what does this judgment mean for them? So in your words, what would you say to ordinary South Africans?
I think this judgment is reassuring that the law is equal to everyone. No one is above the law. I think the Constitutional Court has reaffirmed and boosted our trust in the judicial system. So that's what this judgment has done for us.
What lessons, though, Professor, can South Africans learn from this matter from a public leadership perspective that you specialize in?
I think what we can learn is around accountability and responsibility, that where all of us are accountable for our actions, how we act, how we do things, there are consequences for whatever action we take. So that's the lesson that everyone has learned. And the law would be applied without favor, without looking as to who you are.
So it doesn't matter whether you're the president of the country, you must abide by the laws of this country.
Yes, it doesn't matter whether you're a former president, it doesn't matter your status, it doesn't matter how many people support you within society, but you should abide by the law.
Is there any mediation process, perhaps, that can be started to calm any tensions which may arise? Because now there's a call for the president, for the former president to get a presidential pardon.
I think the executive leadership of the country, which is a cabinet and more especially the Minister of Police and Justice and other people within that level, have a responsibility to engage with former President Zuma to firstly accept this judgment and secondly to see how they can make this process as smooth as possible. I don't think starting right at talking about the presidential pardon will augur well for the administration of justice. So I think that should be a last result after he has been persuaded to accept this judgment and willingly submit himself to the authorities.
He's been sentenced to 15 months, but we all know that the president is elderly. Do you see him serving out the entire sentence?
I certainly don't see him serving out the entire sentence. I think in 3 months or so, he might be eligible for a parole. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he would not serve the whole 15 months. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've heard from family members, Edward Zuma, indicating that he will die for his father before they get to him. So, lastly, how do you then see the next couple of days playing out before the former president present himself to prison officials?
I think we will see more of those rhetorics, like the one we had from Mr. Edward Zuma. People will be defiant of this particular judgment, but ultimately the law has to take its course and it has to be enforced. So I don't think anybody would die, and ultimately Mr. Zuma might present himself willingly, or the justice system might have their police minister, as the judgment has indicated, might have to take him and present him to a law enforcement or the correctional authorities.
Professor Ndevu, I thank you so much for your input. That was the director of the School of Public Leadership at Stellenbosch University, Professor Zwelinzima Ndevu. So-